I probably will never do this again anytime soon. Hey, Brother Cross, I didn't know you were in here. God bless y'all. Everybody's coming home back to Florida. You almost got a row back there now. Because of the service we're about to have after Sunday school, I will let you, because you may have forgot, use your phone in a silent mode and text those grandchildren. Text those children that you want here to the next service, in case you forgot, we got a big children's program today. Last night we were ministered to by the minister, Brother Jeremy Joyce is going to be up here shortly. And I had a long day yesterday. I came into the baptismal tank. Anybody wants to get baptized today? Fresh water. All the sins have been drained. They were washed away over the last few weeks, and now they are drained. We'd be the first one in case you want to get baptized today. And then while I was here, I was stuck. I saw the beautiful work put up. How many of y'all like this? And I got really excited. Yes, let's give all those that participated. Nobody in our church really does it for the accolades. We all work together here as a team. But when I saw the backdrop and I was doing the baptismal tank and we were cleaning the church, getting ready for the program last night, and I had no intentions on staying. I honestly didn't. I was still dirty from working. I saw the looks on everybody's faces. They were coming in. They were kind of happy, you know. We're going to hear from him. Pastor walks in. He was happy. I'm like, you know, it'd be a sad thing for me to leave the house of God just because I was a little dirty. I wasn't overly dirty, but, you know, tithe paying dirty anyway. So I sat with my wife and I heard several things, and I'm not going to steal anybody's thunder, and pastors already said it, and our ministers meet before church, but I heard something that I can't let go, and I'm going to share it to you just because we're in the same Sunday school class, because some of you may have let go. Right. How many of you have raised all your children in church? You don't have to raise your hand if you don't want to, but you've raised your children in church, and all your children have been born again. Okay. For me, at my age, my daughter, my last child, got the Holy Ghost at 4. And Gabby is now going to be 18 this winter. So for 3/4 of her life, not to say that I was finished, because there's other lessons after children are born again, right? And I got to keep it. I quit thinking about my children being saved and my children being lost. I don't know about you. Now I got a grandchild in the making. And I think about her right now, kind of, okay, if we're all was going to call it the last day, she probably got a chance because she's still a baby. Right? But in a few years, I won't be thinking that way. Just like some of you. So today, if you could remember, let's not leave the little ones behind when Jesus comes back. Because according to scriptures, there'll be some left behind, and it won't be our age. They're going to be younger, much younger than some of us will be shocked. They'd be like, oh, they didn't make it? Nope, they didn't make it. But they were old enough to get the Holy Ghost. They were old enough to get baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of their little sins. As most of you will remember. And when Brother Jeremy said it last night, it split me in two. Because honest to God, I forgot. So if you're thinking about the people that you remember, don't be late. Don't be late. I would even as much as say, if you have to leave this class right now to go get them, go get them. Fair? Before I start teaching. Hardly would ever want to do that. But if you got to, oh, my neighbor kidding, because I would love to see, Brother Jeremy said again, and we know all the scriptures for adults, how many angels rejoice when one gets it? I'm going to rejoice when they come to the altar call myself. When they're trying to get it today, just from one lesson last night. So without further ado, let's get into our lesson. But I had to plug that in there today. Because if you want to use your phone, your cellular device today in church, go ahead. As long as you text somebody, get their kids in here in the next little bit. How many of y'all speak in Jesus' language today? I hadn't heard that one in a while, too, huh, Pastor? How many of y'all speak in Jesus' language? We're probably going to hear that in the next service. I have had the Holy Ghost for quite a while now. How about you? In adult class, some of us have not. Some of us don't even have it at all. And if you would like to speak in Jesus' language, today is your day. Because you're going to see a movement of God for at an age level that you can't say, wow, I couldn't jump in there. I mean, look at this. Who wouldn't want this at church all the time? I love it. I love all the beautiful colors. I love all the excitement. And today I want to have a little excitement when we teach. This year, from last, as I say almost every time I get to teach, last S&S class we went to as the leaders in the church, I wanted to make it a point to do my best this year, especially, and maybe next year again, that every time I teach, I want to teach about growing this church and where I believe we are. Okay? Where I believe we are. Because a pastor can say, and he said it again last night, wow, we're having good church this year. How many of y'all even realize the building flooded right now? Y'all remember that? That was just the other day. We didn't miss a beat. We shouted on wet carpet. We shouted in damp air. The building's almost back there, the sanctuary. Look at that, y'all. Let's give another applause for those that worked on. Y'all remember just that we had drywall. People come to our church and it's like, we don't care. We came here to worship God in spirit and in truth. Amen. But we've really been having phenomenal services. And I wanted to do lots of things. I wanted to do lots of video. And I said, nah, that's going to take too much time. I like to do hands-on. And I like to do touch and feel. And I'm very kinetic. And I like to just everybody participate. I laughed with Sister Michelle. I said, I don't know how big the class would be today. Because I'd like a lot of volunteers to participate. And when she and I used to teach youth together, it was great when everybody participated because they didn't forget. Anybody had to participate, don't back up on me now. You won't have to talk. You won't have to talk. I just want participation. How many of you raise your hands understand how an automobile engine works? Don't worry, you don't have to talk. I'm not going to embarrass you. How many of y'all understand how your lawnmower works? Yeah. How many of you think you understand like a kitchen appliance? The vacuum cleaner. We're going to go all the way down. Bicycle. There we go. Other things that I wanted to teach about, and I had trouble. I wanted to have a title today. That's what I struggled with. Now, I have my favorite lesson, Sister Elizabeth. I know y'all, many y'all know Sister Elizabeth Clohinger. She was a young lady that came to church years ago now. She's all but out of college and career. She was a young lady, 13-ish, 14-ish probably, Sister Liz, when you came?
Yeah.
Yep. Without her parents. And we were able to set a hook. And in time, she came back when she was able to drive. Her parents had visited our sanctuary when she was out of town. We'll talk to her about that later. They sat right over there. Y'all wouldn't even know. Some people we've been praying for some, I didn't want to divulge your age, but probably 15 years. We prayed and prayed, and they came, and they liked our service. I thought that was wow, because sometimes, as I talked last time, we need to be long-suffering. It's as long as it takes, amen? And in preparing the day, I said, Liz, do you remember Matthew 5 and 3, the Beatitudes? And she said, yes. I said, I'm looking for another title, and I'm stuck on it because last time I taught, and she remembered it. It was Be Your Attitude for the Beatitudes. Because our attitude means a whole lot in church service. We did not necessarily plan on where we're sitting at today. Some of us do, as we giggled last time I got a chance to teach. Some of us sit in our same seat because it's our seat. And if you're warm in your seat, then it's my seat, Brother Keith. Yeah, it is. Till the visitors get here and we ask you to move out of your seat. But while you're in your seat, I want you to think about it. Because look around you just a little bit, just soft. Do the Pentecostal look. Just real gentle like. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, look what she got on. Jesus' name. Oh, Oh, they're not here. I know where they're at. And we check services. But this building right now is a machine. Whether it's as simple as a bicycle or as complex as a 12-cylinder engine right now, we're a machine. We woke up early today, didn't we? Machine's been running for a while. Some of us even looked tired when we got here. We had already been up extra hour. Drank my coffee on the wrong time. Need another cup. When we come into the house of God, most mechanisms have a chain in them. And I told Sister Liz, I don't want to be the weak link in the chain today. If you could, those of you that understand mechanics and such, and even the bicycle chain, a chain has two components, two links, two points of contact, right? And of course, I'm not going to teach for those of you that way ahead in mechanics. We're not talking about the master link today. However, we do have a master link. His name is Jesus. But on those points of contact, we often think about others. And then we're going to demonstrate. Y'all get ready, those of you that want to volunteer, and hopefully those of you are already voluntold to come up. I want you to relax and just think about what I'm saying. Because as a chain gets older, it stretches out. It needs some service work. As a chain gets older, it weakens. And sometimes it needs to be replaced. How many of y'all have anything in your body replaced yet? We're in that class. We could talk about that, right? When we take the time to figure out how we're going to work in a timely manner, we often like to come in and be judgmental. Right? You could look at me pious if you want to. I'm going to go slow. We could be judgmental. We could be a person that would be a little lack of knowledge, a little lack of self-esteem, a little lack in understanding what's going on today. How many of y'all are going to be ready for a real loud and obnoxious church today? Yeah, I am. I got prepared last night. Now I see all this right here. We got to have, you just don't do that and be quiet. You don't have balls and birds and people dress funny. It's going to be out there. How many of y'all are ready for that? Okay, that's how the engine is going to run today. We're going to have octane booster in second service. Okay? But this back to this chain, if you would, volunteers, raise your hand. If you want to volunteer, you don't have to talk. Please come up. And I ask you to stand right here facing me. Come on up quick. I want to have fun. Okay, I don't have enough volunteers. So you're about to be voluntold. I need 10 more volunteers. Got any volunteers? Troy, you looking like a volunteer. Brother Linto, you even look like a volunteer. Brother Peter, thank you for volunteering. Okay, only the men? No women want to volunteer? I need a sister. Come on, sister. Can I get a sister once? Come on, sister. There we go. We got a sister. Sister Brown. Emily's not even in the sanctuary. Brother Dean, didn't you raise your hand? Brother Cron, you're not going to get away laughing like those laughing. Come on. Okay? All right. Brother Buchanan, around this box right here. Around this box right here. Will y'all come up here? Yes, sir. Come on. Come on. Sister Brown, just a few of y'all. Whoa, whoa, stay right there. We're going to make a loop. Brother Buchanan, come all the way to me. Sister Alexis, come on. Y'all follow suit. Follow suit. Follow suit. Follow suit. There we go. Y'all, I got a great chain. There we go. All right. Everybody in my chain, relax, because everybody's looking at us. Okay? They're judging us. They're judging you from the back of your head to the front of my tie. Y'all feel it? Because when we start this chain moving, you're going to feel it. Because right here, behind this pulpit, is going to be where the engine fires. Those of you that understand what that means. This really counts when we go get behind the pulpit. Right? We're going to take, when I say the word step, you're going to go one time to the right. Now let's all judge each other. Let's see who's the weak link. Like we did when we came into church today. Look how they look. Oh my God. Some of them even look broke. They ain't going to give an offering. Ooh, been up all night long. Where's his wife? Where's his children? Oh, my God, they have trouble at their house. Didn't y'all say that? Yes. You got some honest people in here today. Boy, God's going to move. Not too many liars. Everybody's relaxed in the class. Okay? Because when we going to have visitors? When we going to have visitors? The visitors don't know us. I know everybody's name in here, fortunately. Do you? Everybody? Kind of close? We got some new people? But for the most part, when the chain moves one step to the right, step. Brother Buchanan's in the spotlight now. Cylinder has fired. We don't know Brother Buchanan, do we? Visitors don't either. I wonder how he feels today. I saw him setting his watch. His phone had him on time, but that wrist didn't, did it, brother? Step. Everybody know Brother Dean? Quit judging him. So he's not as tall as Brother Buchanan. You can't see him that good, I know. But he's ready to come to church. Step. If you haven't yet met Peter yet, look out. Peter counts now. Peter said this is his church a few weeks ago. Seems like it. Maybe it's been a few months. He came from Dade City. Everybody knows what happened in the Dade City? None of your business. Step. Ooh, lead singer today. Look how beautiful. I wonder if she stayed up all night last night. Y'all see sometimes she comes here. She looks like she can't off of PokeSheriff.org. She's been up on it. Look how beautiful she is today. Step. Visitors don't know that. Come on, Brother Bob. Step one more time. Get front and center. Look at the smile on that dude. Look at that. He came up here with a cane. Get out of here. People with canes don't smile like that. Step. First person I seen in the door. I wonder if he's carrying today, Brother Tom. Him and Dean always carrying. Step. Aw, look. It's the greeter contact girl. She gets on my last nerve. Step. Infinite wisdom. Still smiling. Brother Cron. Yes, that'd be you. We all look up to Brother Elder. If we've been in here for a while, he's the elder, ain't he? He's the elder too. Step. Is that man taking our money? Easy one. Robin Hood. Robbing the rich, give to the poor. Oh, it's the new sound booth girl. We never see her. Anastasia, welcome. See this timing chain? It's working, isn't it? Our visitors won't know these people. Step. Wait till Michelle goes to Connect class and starting point and finishes. Y'all being quiet. Those of us that know her. No, she's been through a lot. Visitors don't know that. Step. Oh, my God, another Dade City guy. Still none of y'all business, right? Step. Is that the guy that does the wiring at the church sometimes? Most of the times? All the time? Where's he at? I think he's a union dude. Step. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to get in trouble. Step. Oh, the piano girl. She sings. Wait, she has a baby too. Step. That's how the motor runs in here, guys. I'm just using the pulpit. It's not about the pulpit. It's just a point for reference. How many of us in the link now have well-lubricated, sweaty palms? It's part of being in the group. I will allow us to let go. Y'all could be seated. Thank y'all for y'all's help. Give our volunteers a big hand clap. Because it's all about our attitude when we come to church. Right? Let's check on them attitudes so we not be the weak link. Blessed are they that mourn in verse 4, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be half glassed. No, they'll be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall cause strife. No, for they shall be called the children of God. How many of y'all are married to a child of God? I got one. I try. It's hard to be a peacemaker, ain't it? Amen? I was going to say anyway. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you, persecute you, and say all manner of evil things against you falsely for my sake. To be our attitude, to be attitudes. When we come together in the house of God and reforming this chain and the motors are running, I don't want to be the weak link in the chain. I don't want to be the bad attitude. Amen. I thought about listing a bunch of things, and I may just pop some of them off. I have them written down. But what would make somebody a weak link today? Remember, you don't have to talk. I just want you to think. Because today, in the next service, we're going to have visitors. What's going to make us a weak link today? How many of y'all have been in church long enough to fake an attitude? You even got scriptures for it. I got them. All is well. That's my favorite one. Brother Keith, how you doing? All is well. When we take our time and we take the moments that we need, could something as little as going to greet someone today be a weak link in the chain? I'm really asking you right now, because somebody could use a good handshake. Not even the words. Just a good contact. Just a good, firm, look him in the eye and say, I am glad to see you today. We're going to have visitors that are going to come in today. We're going to have visitors that are going to have newcomers. We got different layers of people that are coming to our church now. Some have been here for a while, and we don't know their name. It's a sign of church growth, and it's a great thing, as we discuss many times, and I'm going to bring it to you all the time, and every time I keep reiterating it, 12 seconds. People are making opinions. 15 minutes into the church service, they're already deciding if they're coming back or not. That's before they hear pastor. That's all on us. The chain's lubricated and the chain's greased and the chain's been timing and there's no slack in the chain. You know, when I was preparing, I thought about it. It must be all the new people that make the chain weak. And I was so far from that. You know, new links in the chains aren't worn yet. New links in the chains, they haven't had any pressure on them yet. It can't be the new people, can it? Just think about it, those of you that are mechanically inclined. It can't be the new one. We just put it on. It might be a little kink when it comes around a new one because it's not lubricated yet real good and it's not settled in mechanically. It's not running smooth, but it's not going to break. We just installed it. It's the new one. Think about that for a little bit. It's the new one. It's the one that the master put in from the last one that was broke. We put in the new when it's there. It's not the new people that are coming in here that's going to break, stop the motor around here. Is it? Oh, it's the old ones. No. The old ones will settle down and fit right in and worn real tight and fit real good. Talk to some of the older saints in here. They'll correct you quickly in your decision making of is it them or not. Son, I've been doing this for years. Leave them people alone. Give them time. Give them space. Did you hug them today, Brother Keith? Did you tell them hi? I don't know how many times I've heard that. I've been in church for 25 years, just greeting somebody in a nice way. They'll want to come back. Are we doing anything that makes them want to come back? The older people are. How many of you sit next to an older saint, and I am being descriptive, and we're thinking age and gray hair, and I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about somebody that's been seasoned for a while. I don't think I'm old. I've been in this for 25 years, and I think I'm pretty good at it. I want to know people's names. I want to know the baby's names. I want to know the husband's names that don't come. I want to know the wife's names that don't come. I want to know when I pray for them. I want to know. You know people like that? Brother Keith, that's getting in their business. No, it's just conversation. Just good conversation. They're a human being. Well, they're introverted and they don't like to talk. Introverts like to talk. They just don't like to talk as much. Right? Say amen, introverts. They like to listen, so talk to them. But the older people are seasoned. I mean, I don't think I'm the greatest one. I still got a lot of room to grow here. But when I see new people and I see people in the church and they're not comfortable, as I said in some lessons past, people are not going to get comfortable in this building. This is our building, right? Until people come in here and get comfortable and pray through, they ain't going to be comfortable in here. You can't get comfortable anywhere until you let it all out. Right? You got to let it all out. When we see people that are new here and they're going to come to the altar and they want their space to pray and touch God, well, they don't have to sound and act like us. But you will see when that pray through on the other side is completed, and they look like they're refreshed, and they look like you just had a sanctification moment there in the Holy Ghost, and they turn around and see you going, that ain't much attitude. You know what I'm saying? That's not much attitude. We need a hi, how are you doing? Boy, you looking mighty fine. Must have been a good prayer moment there. Looks like you touched God. Is this all right? Yeah. Let me know if this is all right. I don't want to go the other route. Because when the weak link is it's not the newcomers because they're brand new, and it's not the seasoned people in here that are already set and running good, it must be some of us in the middle. Somewhere in the middle. Somewhere in the middle, we're not praying and fasting and lubricating this thing enough. Somewhere in the middle where we just got good and comfortable. Hey, I'm part of the chain. It pulls me anyway. I have to no effort at all. I can ride this thing forever. When it's your turn in the sprocket, you got to tighten up and go. Pull your weight. Can't have a sloppy chain. Some mechanic like Brother Joyce will cut you off. Clip you out, put a new one in. Ah, I like my machine running right, right, Brother Joyce? Some of us in the middle get real comfortable and we forget what it's all about. You just can't look the part in the machine run right. You just can't look the part or sound the part or act the part. Somewhere in the middle, let's check ourselves today. When this thing is in motion, I am so excited for the starting point class. I want to plug it in every chance I get, especially this year because it's new, but it will at least allow us to see who wants to know what we're about at Grace Point. I am so excited to see new faces doing new things in the church of all ages and come and be a part of the body, because how many of y'all noticed the place is full? On a struggling Sunday, the place is more than we've ever had. How many of y'all were disappointed we only had 155 at the picnic besides me? 155, yep, there's 155 people in here. And it didn't even, I couldn't count all the people that weren't here. For whatever reasons, I'm not blasting y'all, but it was still off. We're rolling 180 in this building all the time. What if we go to second service? Does the chain get longer? And if it doesn't get longer, we're going to have to put heavy-duty chain in. What does that mean, Brother Keith? Well, we're going to be asking, and you're going to be asking to be a part of the church and the body and the ministry here. Guess what? You got to come prayed up, paid up, looking right, acting right to be a part of the ministry. Because it's going to go on. It's not Brother McGuire's ministry. It's definitely not my ministry. I'm the assistant here. It's God's ministry. It's Jesus' ministry in Lakeland. How many of you participate in supporting others? Hands down, again, no talking. Just chain going around. How many of you remember the Haiti? That came right up, bam. We had a church up, bam. We needed, that's just finances, I know, but that's an easy one. Finances to me is really easy in church. Really easy. How many of y'all could come to the work day I'm going to talk about in a minute? Ooh, heavy duty chain. Because if we don't add and get a longer chain, we're going to have the chain made up of thicker material. How many of you remember being a part of church where you had to miss service and be at church? Our church is almost that big now. When we're going to need help and assistance, how many of you realize if it's always the same Sunday school teachers, they never get to come to church? My wife and I, I'm glad she left the sanctuary, did this for a long time. I didn't want to say why she was here. I'm just teasing. While this church grew, and still today, people come in and don't know who my wife is. And I'm using that as an example because she left the room. They don't know who she is. I wonder why. She backslid? No. What did she do here? I don't know what she doesn't do here. She's stainless steel, heavy duty chain. And I want to say that because I don't want to lift anybody up. I'm glad I'm attached to her. God made us one in the flesh. Extra points. But when we take saints, we got young ladies that are working with her and young men that are working with her right now. You guys never see them because they're always doing their ministry. You guys is going to help out on the outside of the building and surveillance. And I think it's Brother Brandon out there today and Brother Dean and Mariah. And it's always the same faces. You know what's going to happen to that chain? It's going to pop because we're going to wear it out. But Keith, I want to. I know you want to. Let's see you want to. Let's see you put some faith into action. Well, there's not enough space. No, there's not enough space right now. But it's a good time to put two chains side by side and double up. We could double sprocket this thing, and you can shadow someone, and you can work with someone. Brother Keith, how come you get to go in and out the services? I don't like that. I just got to right now. But I won't long because God's growing the church. How many church services have you missed? There was for a while, when I was a youth pastor here, I hardly ever heard Pastor McGuire teach on Wednesday night. For years. Remember that, Brother McGuire? For years. And I was part of a ministry team. Three, four of us on a regular basis. I didn't get to hear Pastor McGuire. I didn't know what he taught on for months sometimes at a time. Brother Cron would give me a break. Sister Michelle would give me a break so I could be fed. So my chain could be lubricated. So I could be inspected in an altar call. I could see if I needed to replace some things in my life. You know, you just can't come to church and 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 come to church. That gets old. Even though at times it's expected. When you're going to go back, and I want everybody that participated in the chain, I would believe this is going to be recorded today. Look at your countenance when we did. I didn't ask you to make faces before you got here. Brother Bob had his hands down with a smile. Okay? I wish I'd have had it when him going on. That would be a beautiful thing when you come and see that into the house of God, someone with a smile that big, wouldn't it? Let me go and close with a couple of things, since I need to do the announcements. Proverbs 16 and 32. I'm going to read a few scriptures and we're out of here. He that is slow to anger is better than mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. If you could control your what? How many angry people? You don't have to talk. I saw some of y'all want to go for it. Proverbs 18 and 14. Stay with me, Liz. I'm going to burn right through them. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. that sustain us to endure, but a wounded spirit who can bear. How many are hurt today? Bad. Who can bear a bad spirit? Woo. Anybody like being around people that are hurt? Not many. That's that special link in the chain when it comes around. It's a soothing balm, I think we would say for scriptures. Sister Liz, Micah 7 and 8. Rejoice it not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be my light. Anybody need some of that today? All right. Galatians 6 and 9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we not pop the link. If we not faint. All these efforts we've put in, man of God, woman of God, child of God, we're going to reap. Amen. Last, Ephesians 5 and 20. Give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. How many of you are grateful you're part of a chain today, that you're linked up with something today? How many of you are glad you came in the house of God with someone today? That you just, oh man, I'm just wonderful to be here in the presence of God. You know, a lot of people are not saying that today. How many of y'all love the background? How many of y'all ever seen a child get the Holy Ghost recently? I mean, wow. Let's be in the adult class. Let's be excited for the young ones. And especially when they look back after praying. Let's not give them that decaffeinated look. Can we leave now? Get the child. Let's go. If y'all would, let's all stand. I'm going to give some announcements and we get out of here and go to the next service. Please don't forget our midweek services. Prayer meeting, 7 o'clock on Tuesday night. Wednesday night, Bible study. Our midweek service is at 7:30. November the 10th, from 4 to 6, we're going to have a men's chili. Now, it's titled men's chili, but it's really husband and wife chili. Supposedly, we're going to let ladies judge chili. Who ever heard of such a thing but at Grace Point? But we're bringing ladies to eat chili with us. Yard sale, work day. December 1st, a lot of you guys been asking me about the yard sale. Not too many been asking about the work day. It's the same day. Anything you don't like around the sanctuary is open for grabs for you to fix on that day. Amen? Amen. December the 1st, let's try to raise some money for our young people here. Amen? First-time guests, please remember, at the end of the second service, as you exit the building, the room on the right, you can meet our pastor and his wife. And everyone said amen. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the Sunday school class. We ask you in Jesus' name to bless everyone that was here today. And the words that were said, that was they were sticking their mind, their soul, in Jesus' name. Amen. Please, intermission, and be back in a few minutes.